Hello everyone, how are you? Okay, we have speak English like an American. We have the book and we are going through the book. So let's continue. We are in unit 23. So let's go and listen and go through the idioms and vocabularies. Let's start. سلام دوستای خوب، امیدوارم که حالتون خوب باشه، وقتتون بخیر. خب در ادامه کتاب Speak English Like an American ما رسیدیم به درس 23. اگه اجازه بدین بریم و با هم دیگه ایدیوم ها و کلمات جدید رو مرور کنیم. If you remember in past units we had Bob and that was fired by his boss. ایاتون باشه توی درس قبل باب رو داشتیم که باس یا رئیسش فایر اخراجش کرده بود از کارش. Now his boss comes to visit him. الان داره رئیسش میاد که ببینتش، باهاش ملاقات داشته باشه. Let's go and see what happens.
Lesson 23. Bob has a surprise visitor.
Lesson 23. Bob has a surprise visitor. Visitor, a person who comes to see you. Guest. کسی که میاد به ملاقاتتون یا مهمان. Visitor.
Bob's former boss, Peter, from the furniture store.
Bob's former boss. Bob's former boss. Former means previous. سابق. رئیس قبلی باب. Peter from the furniture store. رئیس قبلی باب یا رئیس سابق باب. Peter from the furniture store. از همون مغازه‌شون، مغازه لوازمشون.
Comes to visit.
Comes to visit. میاد که بابو چیکار کنه؟ ملاقات کنه. Visit means to see.
He offers Bob his old job back.
He offers Bob his old job back. Offer somebody to suggest somebody. به کسی پیشنهاد دادن. Offer somebody. For example, my mother offers me to... My mother offers me... Go out. مامانم به هم پیشنهاد میده که بریم بیرون. So offer somebody to suggest somebody. He offers Bob his old job back. به باب پیشنهاد میده که به شغل قبلیش برگرده.
But Bob's not interested.
But Bob's not interested. ولی باب علاقه به این کار نداره. Interested to like.
Hi Bob, I was just in the neighborhood so I thought I'd stop by.
Hi Bob, I was just in the neighborhood so I thought I'd stop by. Hi Bob, I was just in the neighborhood. سلام باب. I was just in the neighborhood. من همین اطراف توی محله بودم. neighborhood محله. So I thought خب بنابراین فکر کردم که I'd stop by بهتره که یا خوبه که یا ترجیح دادم که stop by. To stop by means to pay a quick or a short visit to someone. کسی یه ملاقات کوچولو، یه ملاقات کوچیک باش داشته باشی means to stop by. For example, my mother just stopped by. مامان اومد فقط منو سر زد و رفت. A quick visit.
Come on in, take a cookie.
Come on in, take a cookie. Come on in means to enter. For example, you're knocking the door and I say, come on in. اوکی، کامن این، وارد شدن. کسی داره در میزنه، میگیم چی؟ کامن این، بیا تو. تیک ا کوکی، یک کلوچه بردار.
Thanks. I'm glad to see you're not holding a grudge against me for firing you.
Thanks. I'm glad to see you're not holding a grudge against me for firing you. Thanks. ممنونم. I'm glad to see you. خوشحالم که میبینم. You're not holding a grudge against me for firing you. To hold a grudge against someone means to be angry for someone, to be angry with someone because of a past offense. از دست یکی ناراحت باشی به خاطر دلخوری که قبلا داشتی یا از دستش عصبانی باشی. Means to hold a grudge against someone. For example, I broke my sister's glass yesterday and now she's holding a grudge against me for doing that. دیروز لیوان خواهرم رو شکستم، الان از دستم عصبانی ناراحت به خاطر اتفاق دیروز. Okay, holding a grudge against someone, to be angry at someone because of a past event.
Not at all. At first it burned me up, but I feel better.
Not at all. Not at all. Aslan. At first it burned me up. At first, at the beginning, اولش, it burned me up. To burn someone up, to make someone angry. اولش خیلی عصبانی کرد، خیلی ناراحتم کرد. Burn someone up. For example, when someone chews the gum loudly with lots of noise, it burns me up. وقتی کسی آدامسش رو با سر صدا میجوه خیلی عصبانی میشم، اعصابم خورد میشه. So burn someone up, to make someone angry. At first it burned me up. اولش خیلی عصبانی بودم. But I feel better now. ولی الان بهترم.
Good. I'm glad you have no hard feelings.
Good. خوبه. I'm glad you have no hard feelings. To have hard feeling, to be angry. عصبانی بودن. I'm glad you have no hard feeling. خوشحالم که عصبانی نیستی. For example, I have a hard feeling because my sister took my cell phone. عصبانی هم چون خواهرم گوشیمو برداشته. And I don't like her to do that. دوست ندارم این کارو بکنه.
How would you like your old job back?
How would you like your old job back? How would you like your old job back? چجوریه؟ دوست داری به شغل قبلیت برگردی؟ How would you like, دوست داری your old job back, به شغل قبلیت برگردی؟
What happened to your wonderful new manager?
What happened to your wonderful new manager? به چی شده مدیر جدیدت؟ مدیر عالی و جدیدت؟ چی سرش اومده؟ چی شده؟ چه اتفاقی افتاده با سرش؟
She drank at work.
She drank at work. She drank at work. Drank to use some wine. Means drank means to use some wine. نوشیدن حالا مشروب یا شراب رو میگن drank یا drink. Drink, drank. She drank at work. توی مغازه، توی سر کار drank. مشروب خورده.
By 5 o'clock, she'd be lying under a dining room table.
By 5 o'clock, she'd be lying under a dining room table. ساعت پنج بعد از ظهر she'd be lying دراز کشیده under a dining room table زیر میز نهارخوری میز غذاخوری
table three sheets to the wind
three sheets to the wind three sheets to the wind means drunk mast three sheets to the wind for example be careful. She is three sheets to the wind. She might fall down. مواظب باش اون کنترل نداره مسته ممکنه زمین بخوره. So, three sheets to the wind to be drunk.
Yesterday I finally got rid of her.
Yesterday I finally got rid of her. To get rid of someone. To put something away. کسی رو کنار گذاشتن یا چیزی رو کنار گذاشتن یا چیزی رو دور ریختن از چیزی راحت شدن. Get rid of someone. Yesterday I got rid of her. دیروز از دستش راحت شدم. کنار گذاشتمش. خب. For example, I have lots of old furniture in my room. I should get rid of them. خیلی وسایل کهنه و قدیمی توی اتاقم دارم. بهتره که بریزمشون دور.
Let me get this straight.
Let me get straight. To get straight, to understand, to clarify. Let me get straight. Let me get straight. Is this a correct direction? So, to get straight, to understand, فهمیدن, روشن کردن, واضح کردن چیزی, روشن کردن مسئله.
You replaced me with some crazy woman?
You replaced me with some crazy woman? Replace means to change. منو عوض کردی با یه زن دیوونه.
Who got plastered every day on the job?
Who got plastered every day on the job? Who got plastered? To plaster means to drink. To drunk. که هر روز توی on the job هر روز سر کار on the job means at work. سر کار. Who got plastered every day on the job که هر روز سر کار مشروب میخوره مست میشه. Okay, so on the job at work. For example, I always have my lunch on the job. همیشه ناهارمو سر کار میخورم. So on the job at work. Plaster, drink.
Yes, I lost my head.
Yes, I lost my head. To lose your head means to lose your control. Not to do what you're doing. Control تو از دست بدی ندونی چی کار داری میکنی. To lose your head. Yes, I lost my head. آره, نفهمیدم چی کردم.
I don't think you lost your head.
I don't think you lost your head. فکر نمی کنم. کنترل تو از دست دادی.
I just think you've got rocks in your head.
I just think you got rocks on your head.
Bob, I'm trying to level with you.
Bob, I'm trying to level with you. To level with someone, to be honest, to talk honestly with someone. با کسی با صداقت و شفافیت و واضح صحبت کنی. For example, I don't think you're telling the truth. Please be level with me. Okay? فکر نمی کنم داری راستشو میگی. با من صادق باش. So, to be level with someone.
I never should have let you go.
I never should have let you go. Let somebody go means to fire somebody. کسی رو اخراج کنی. Let somebody go. The boss let me go. رئیس منو اخراج کرد. I never should have let you go. نباید میذاشتم. نباید اخراجت میکردم.
No use crying over spilt milk.
No use crying over the spilt milk. This is an idiom. Means it's not point in regretting for something that is too late to change. Okay? پشیمونی دیگه سودی نداره. We say in Persian, پشیمونی سودی نداره. Okay? Pass. So, no use crying over the spilt milk. پشیمونی سودی نداره.
So you'll come back and work for me?
So will you come back and work for me? So will you come back and work for me? پس برمیگردی واسه من کار میکنی؟
Not in your life.
Not in your life. Not in your life. Not at all. Definitely not. نه اصلا هرگز.
Susan and I are very well off now.
Susan and I are very well off now. Susan and man are very well off now. Well off means to be wealthy. Financially good. Okay? سوزان و من الان خیلی وضعم خوبه. Well off, wealthy. وضعم خوبه. مرفهیم. راحتیم. پول داریم.
We just sold our new company for a small fortune.
We just sold our new company. We just sold our new company.
Susan and I are very well off now. We just sold our new company for a small fortune.
We just sold our new company for a small fortune. شرکت جدیدمونو یا کار جدیدمونو company means work کار جدیدمونو فروختیم for a small fortune. Small fortune, a good amount of money. با یه قیمت خوب کارمونو فروختیم. Small fortune, a good amount of money. You won $25,000 on a lottery. توی قرعه کشی 25,000 دلار برنده شدی. That's small fortune. مبلغ خیلی خوبیه. Okay? So, thank you. It was unit 23. I hope you got it. Until next lesson. Bye.